From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we will bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, January the 15th. In a sudden announcement Tuesday evening, Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly said that he is retiring from the NFL. In a video lasting more than 3 minutes, Kuechly explained the rationale behind his decision. "In my heart, I know it's the right thing to do. There's only one way to play this game since I was a little kid, to play fast, to play physical, to play strong, and at this point, I don't know if I'm able to do that anymore," he said. "And that's the part that's most difficult. I still want to play, but I don't think it's the right decision." The 28-year-old linebacker made 7 Pro Bowls throughout his 8-year NFL career with the Panthers. He was named Defensive Player of the Year in 2013 and First Team All-Pro 5 times. He was selected with the 9th overall pick in the 2012 draft. Kuechly becomes the second star linebacker to retire early in recent memory, citing the physicality of football. 7-time Pro Bowl linebacker Patrick Willis retired at age 30 in March of 2015 following an injury-shortened 8th professional season. "I think now is the right chance for me to move on," Kuechly said. "It makes me sad because I love playing this game. I've played it since I was a kid. It's my favorite thing in the world to do. The memories I have from this place and this organization and being on the field with these guys, they'll never go away." Arizona Cardinals receiver Larry Fitzgerald has signed a 1-year contract and decided to return for a 17th NFL season, the team announced on Wednesday morning. He was slated to become a free agent in March. "This season was among the most fun of my career," Fitzgerald wrote on Twitter. "The future is so bright for this team, and I relish the opportunity to build with this talented young nucleus. Arizona is where I started and where I will finish. 2020, let's get to work." Fitzgerald has recorded 1,378 career receptions and 17,083 yards to rank second all-time in both categories in NFL history behind only Jerry Rice. He has 120 career touchdowns, which is number 6 all-time. He is an 11-time Pro Bowler and has started 84 consecutive games. Last season, Fitzgerald recorded 74 catches for 804 yards and 4 touchdowns to lead the 5-11 Cardinals. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, former NFL Films President Steve Sable, and 2 players from the league's most iconic defenses were among those selected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame Centennial Class. 13 members of the 15-member class were revealed Wednesday morning on NFL Network. Tagliabue, Sable, former Steelers safety Donnie Shell, and Dallas Cowboys safety Cliff Harris were among the inductees. "Don't give up on your gifts or your talents," Shell said on NFL Network. He was signed by the Steelers as an undrafted free agent after playing football and baseball at South Carolina State. Former Eagles receiver Harold Carmichael, Bears tackle Jim Covert, Packers defensive back Bobby Dillon, Jets tackle Winston Hill, Lions defensive tackle Alex Karras, Cardinals tackle Duke Slater, Browns wide receiver Mac Spiedel, Bears defensive end Ed Sprinkle, and Giants general manager George Young are also among the Centennial class. The Hall of Fame class of 2020, comprised of modern era players, will be selected in Miami Beach on February 1st, the day before Super Bowl 54. The Hall of Fame announced that the modern era class will be enshrined in August with part of the Centennial class. The remainder of the Centennial class will be enshrined at the league's 100th year celebration in September in Canton, Ohio. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.